Blog Talk Radio.
Monday to Friday, 10 to 10:30, we have a special guest this morning, Marcia Foster. She'll be coming up shortly. She is the guru of taxes. This woman can make things happen for you and show you how to improve your life through taxes. She is a tax guru, and she'll be coming up shortly. Before we bring her up, I want to tell you about the upcoming event. Policy this Thursday will be the biggest awesomeness party on the rooftop, networking on the roof. Be There Magazine presents Networking on the Roof, Policy 1904 14th Street. It's going to be a big one, and the black card holders. You'll be meeting all the black card holders right at Policy in the private VIP black card section. Walk up to them. Marcia Foster will be there. She is a black card holder. We also will have autograph books for all the black card holders, a special black autograph book for them. So when you come up, I want you to sign the autograph to all the black card holders, autograph their book, give them their Facebook page, your Twitter account, your email address, and they will contact you at some point for their business. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. This Thursday, April 24th, Spring Fling on the Roof, networking at its best. Marcia, are you there?
I'm here, Russell.
Fantastic. Marcia, tell us a little bit about how you got started with the taxes and what taxes mean and why it's so important.
Okay. Well, first, good morning, Russell, and thank you for this beautiful invitation. Thank you very much. And I will see you Thursday. Well, I retired from the government, federal government, and my position was administrative position with heavy budget duties. So I learned how to administer a budget in the range of $25.7 million or something for the Government and Information Systems Office. And then when I retired, I was like, God, what am I going to do with my analytical brain? So I saw a commercial on TV, H&R Block, and I said, okay, I tried that. I took the test, took the class. It was $90. Now it's $200. And I did pretty well, and that was, 14 years ago. And, of course, you know, the management there or the owners there, they liked me. They liked my style, so I became a manager, and then I had to teach the class. And I worked with H&R Block for 4 years in their Sears. And then I wanted to be, and this was practically in Waldorf, Maryland, and was so far. So I called Jackson Hewitt to see if they had anything closer. And they told me, come on, and I did. I worked in Bowie, and I worked for Jackson Hewitt for 6 years. So that's 10 years now doing taxes, which I truly enjoyed because you're either right or wrong. There's no in-between, you know, and there's no discussion about it. You just have it or you don't have it. So I like that style. And then I decided after 10 years to maybe just do this on my own. So I started my own tax business. This is my second year that I've completed it. And I have a database of 62 clients. And so far this year, I've prepared taxes for 57 of them. My goal is to have 100, and I figure 100, I won't get overwhelmed in doing taxes, and I could give them the same good service that they want. And so it's something that I really enjoy. I love. It doesn't pay my bills. But it helps me keep myself updated in the tax arena because it changes and it's a lot to know. So you have to stay abreast of the tax situations and so far. And that's kind of where I am today. And what else?
That is really fantastic to be a tax guru like yourself, to be the dedication of you. We go back like Cadillac seats. I remember when you started with Jackson Hewitt. I remember you driving all the way up to Bowie and working that office diligently. I remember how you took this tax seriously because it was not your livelihood. You had another job, but this was something that you loved and you wanted to do, and it was something that was in you, and that's why it's so successful. But I want to personally fully compliment you and tell you how much I admire you of everything that you do, not only taxes but your communicational skills, your personal skills, your interaction with people, things you do for the community. It's just phenomenal. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell individuals just how this tax thing cannot be negated. We'll be right back with Marcia Foster. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking at its best on the radio. The number here is 347-637-1577. Call in and speak to Marcia or tell us about your business. Don't negate the Russell Price Morning Show. It's a powerful asset of the Internet. The Internet is now changing the way we do business. It's now all or nothing. If you're not on the Internet, then you're not on the World Wide Web. You're not in touch. There's 6 billion people between Facebook, Twitter, Internet marketing. Everything is Internet-based, and you have to be part of it. We are the cutting edge of marketing on the Internet. Be there April 24th at Policy Networking Party on the Roof and meet the Black Card holders, the Black Card holders. Marcia, tell us about why it's so important. Taxes are so important.
Okay, thank you, Russell. And thank you so much. Like, we go way back. And, a part of my strength, empowering, I consider you my mentor. And thank you so much. And taxes are, we all know that taxes are important because, it helps us pay for the services that we get in our country, in America. And, it pays for our wars, and it pays for our rec centers, and it pays for keeping our roads together. There's a whole list of things that our taxes pay for. And taxes, I wouldn't suggest that people take taxes lightly because having the IRS on your back is like a drug. It's hard. It's on your back and I don't know anything about drugs, but I can imagine that it's something that takes you through a lot of pain, and it's a long process. You know, if the IRS sends you a letter, respond to it right away. And if they say, well, look, you owe us, you didn't pay, you didn't do your tax return, you owe us this. Go to a tax preparer and have a preparer prepare your taxes and then send it to them, because the IRS, when they send you that letter, they have not included your deductions. They've only included your income. So, of course, you're going to owe them a fortune. So if you get a letter from them, go to a tax preparer. Another thing about your taxes, of course, you can always work with the IRS. And if you feel like you owe taxes to them, you know, and or if you feel like you don't owe them what they say you owe them, then you can always talk to them about it. You know, they do have an open book policy. But and then another thing, I tell all my clients, you know, that even the married ones, you know, all of the ones that are filing separately, you know, the head of the household, the single, especially single people, to always claim zero, especially single people, because they take a higher percentage of taxes from single people. But I tell all my clients, claim zero, because you'll cover yourself as far as paying your taxes, and then you'll get a little refund at the end. And to me, a refund is much better than owing, because when you owe, you have to pay interest and penalties. So it's best to get a refund. And be careful with TurboTax. TurboTax, a lot of people don't know, but they're under investigation with the IRS for fraud. You know, so kind of be careful with TurboTax. Be careful also with someone preparing your taxes on like a TurboTax, because they're not going to sign it. And if you get in trouble, you know, you're going to be taking the full responsibility. So go to a preparer. If you don't do your own taxes, go to a preparer that is certified with the IRS and certified with your state.
Let me ask you a question. Why would an individual who's going to use TurboTax, which is a self-prepared tax avenue that's done by a computer, why would an individual use TurboTax or have someone use TurboTax for them that they can use themselves and pay them and then have them and knowing they're not going to be responsible for? What's the logic in that?
And, that's an excellent question, because, you know, some people, I don't know, I guess they, you know, they're, you know, in the past, it used to cost a fortune to get your taxes done because you only had H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and then Liberty and the accountants also, they charge you a fortune. And so then this self-preparation thing came along and that helped people also. And nowadays, some people, you know, I think if you make under $53,000, you can go over to the IRS and have them prepared free. You know, it has to be simple and easy, and then you have to go get your Merlin done someplace else, but, you know, it's free. So you have these people, right? You have these people that have TurboTax, and they think that, you know, they think they're a tax preparer, and they'll, you know, encourage people, come on, let me do your taxes, you know, and in TurboTax, and then they'll charge them. You know, they'll actually charge them, I don't know how much, let's say, you know, $25, $40 to do it in this TurboTax thing. Well, the person that is doing your taxes in TurboTax, and they're just going by what the computer's saying, they're not a registered tax preparer, and they don't have a PIN, what they're doing is against the law. you know, against the law, because they cannot, it's like you cannot, you know, it's like to be a doctor, you have to have a degree and you have to have a license to be a doctor. To be a CPA, the same thing. Well, to be a tax preparer, you have to have the same other credentials. You have to have a PIN number, register with the IRS to collect compensation. You have to have this PIN number to collect compensation. So people go into TurboTax, oh, this is easy, I can do this. You know, of course you can follow, like you say, what the computer says, and you really think you're doing something, but you really don't know the rules or the regulations of that tax return. You know, you might not know that, you know, I heard someone say, well, a policeman uses TurboTax, and he told me to that you can claim $10,000 for a non-charity donation. Well, I'm sure that if the IRS sees that, they're going to send that back, because everybody knows that you can only get $5,000. And he says, well, if you're married, you know, the wife can get $5,000, the husband can get $10,000. That's not true. The form only goes to $5,000. But, you know, he does TurboTax, and he's given out, you know, rules and regulations that aren't correct. And, however, that might be one of the things that the IRS is investigating with TurboTax. So it could be true. It could be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is great information. This is extremely good information. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to still talk to Marcia, because she's a great asset to all this information that you're hearing today. And you can hear this information over and over again. It's going to be on Facebook, Twitter. This radio show will be broadcast all week long, so you can hear her. If you don't hear her live, you can hear her in the archives. We'll be right back with Marcia Fawcett and how to sell yourself in 30 seconds to anybody and make them leave you with wanting to have more. We're going to teach you this morning how to market yourself and get what you need out of your business. Marcia will have 100 new customers. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. Networking in the morning, it's all about you. The number here is 347-637-1577. We're talking to Marcia Foster, a tax guru. She gave us some super information. We want you to come out on April 24th at Policy, 1904 14th Street. Marcia will be there. Meet her personally. Sign her autograph book. Make sure that you give her the information you need so she can contact you via taxes. It's so important that you meet Marcia personally. Not only is she an awesome audio individual on the radio and she speaks so eloquently, but in person she has a joy and an aspiration about her persona that just makes you know it's a blessing to know her. So you want to be in her presence on April 24th and spread the word. Also, upcoming events. We are going to have a yacht ride on a private yacht May 21st. It's going to be something that really is totally unique because it's done by Be There Magazine and the Black Car. We're going to have a private bus, shuttle bus, pick you up at Channel Inn on the waterfront, take you to the boat. You unload from the private shuttle bus and get on the yacht, a private yacht, lavish buffet, DJ, partying all the way down the Potomac. Come back 3 hours later. The shuttle bus takes you back to your car at Channel Inn, $55 a person. This is going to be something that's so unique and so private and so intimate that you want to tell your friends about, but you want to get tickets early. It's going to be a big one. Also, Congressional Black Caucus Weekend in September. If you have a black car, you will be able to come to the Congressional Black Caucus weekend and show your card and pay nothing. Get your black card today. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. We want to talk about how to sell yourself in 30 seconds and leave people wanting more. First off, Marcia is an excellent person to sell herself. When she meets you, she has the personality and the aspect of people want to know who she is and what she does. She's also heavily in the hand dance community. The hand dance community is a community where people really know about intimacy and dancing, et cetera. So she's you have to be somebody of a durable aspect to even, you know, cultivate yourself in that kind of community. So she's all aspects of a woman. We want to talk about how to sell yourself in 30 seconds and leave people more wanting to be with you, you know, how you do that. You know, whether you have a job interview or you're never at a cocktail party or you're coming to a Be There magazine event, you want to persuade somebody real quickly in 30 minutes how they want to know what you do. The number one thing you should do, number one thing, know exactly where you want to go, who you are, what you want to talk about. If it's Marcia, she wants to talk about fashion, or she might want to tell you about some event that's coming up versus a hand dance community, but she's going to sell herself to you immediately. Marcia, tell us something that you think that a person should do immediately to pick themselves. Give me an example of something that you would do if you met a person initially. What would you do?
Well, I think I have this belief that if you have a business, if you have a passion for something that that you will do it free if you love it. If you love, like, all those things that you do free, Russell, it's because you have this passion and you have this love for people meeting each other, for people networking, for people learning this and learning, and you do it free, so you love that. And same way with taxes, too. My competition is not H&R Block and it's not Jackson Hewitt, because they're charging big, they still charging big bucks, right? My competition is the IRS, because they're charging it free. So I charge my clients accordingly. I don't make money to pay my bills. I have that, but I make it to, you know, do little other extra things I want to do, you know, like maybe go on the boat ride. And then, and to keep myself updated most of the time in taxes. But if you have a passion for something, anything, you know, and if you love it, so you know you love it if you could do it free. Even if it's a business, I know I love doing taxes, and I know I could do it free. But I have to charge, you know, something, because I have to keep myself updated so that I'll be accurate in what I'm
That's
doing.
Great. That is fantastic. That makes all the sense. Something else you should do to really, 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 man, sell yourself to people within 30 seconds. 30 seconds is not a long time. I mean, with 30 seconds, you should have a bullet point. You know, you should have something explaining to them why you're great. What makes you something that they want to be associated with? And instantly, number three, you should tell them your story. If you tell somebody your story, you know, everybody has a story, but sometimes people's stories go to their grave. Nobody knows their story until the obituary. You know, you go sitting in a funeral and they give you some piece of paper and say, this is the obituary. And you sit there and you start reading the obituary. You say, I didn't know this guy was a mechanic, you know, for Dow Jones. I didn't know this guy was, you know, had 18 kids. I didn't know this, you know, he's a fox, man, out front, in front of the pew. But they don't, now his story's being told through the obituary. You want to tell people your story while you're walking around. They will remember you more. Self-improvement, man, you know, speaking engagements, influence people, to let people know what you do. Eliminate the jargon, you know. You want to make sure that people need to know what you're doing. You know, the means of telling your story is so important that you have to really do it. Think about your story, where you came from, what you're doing. make sure it invites a conversation. Say something after you say something that they want to say something. Make sure that you say something that they want to say something afterwards. Don't leave them with a blank stone face or what you said, nickel dime. Don't mean nothing to me. You know, they want to tell them your story. When they listen to it, they're going to say, wow, and how did you do that? How was it? People want to speak for 6 months, you know. Whatever your story is, they want to know how you got through it. You know what I mean? Time yourself. Practice your pitch. It should be no more than 30 seconds. You know, I mean, you can talk a lot in 30 seconds. You can say a lot, little cut to the chase, but after they finish talking, then they're going to make sure that they want to talk in a longer conversation. It's called pitching yourself in 30 seconds, but they want more. So they want to call you back or say something to you more. Record yourself on a video. You need to know what you look like while you're talking to others and telling your story. Are you interesting? Are you believable? People will come to their own conclusions while listening to you and make sure you give off a good impression. So record yourself while you're doing it. Record yourself while you're doing it. And that way people will hear you and you can see yourself before you even do it. It's important to sell yourself. Pitch it to your friends and colleagues first. Let them know what you're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, this is, you know, pitch yourself to your colleagues. We're going to take another break. We're coming back with Marcia Foster, the tax guru. We'll be right back. This is Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. Let's talk about the black card before closing. The black card is the way of life. I've been doing this over 31 years, and Marcia can attest to it. I've been giving events for free, trying to help people, trying to empower us to understand we got to do better. The Internet, I changed the magazine over 20 years ago to put it online to make sure that we have the Internet force. And now it's 2014, and things can no longer be the same. We have to now come together and empower each other. Marcia knows this better than anybody because she has been my number one supporter of my endeavors. There's things I could have not done if it wasn't for Marcia Foster. If I had 10 of Marcia Fosters, I could just empower the whole city. So what we want to do is duplicate a Marcia Foster through the black card. What we're doing now is if you buy the black card, you can now come to events free. However, you can also network at events for free, and you can promote your business for free. Getting the black card will entitle you to 2 radio spots for $300. It will entitle you to come to every single Be There magazine event for free, including the Congressional Black Caucus event. But it also will be honored at various businesses such as Ida's Idea, Whopper's Restaurant, Tory's Restaurant, and many more. So when you go to the restaurant and you sit out and eat, once your bill comes, put it inside of your invoice, and when the bill comes back, it's 20% off. If you're shopping at one of these boutiques or one of the fashion places and you get your clothes to the counter and they take the bill and you give them your black card, you got 20% off. It makes a difference of what the black card can do and the lifestyle you can live through the black card. The black card is called Be There Magazine, Better World. We want a better world for what we do and how we want to live. You can go into the event and you can now see the difference. If you come to the black card event in the section where Marcia is going to be sitting, once you sit up there, we're going to provide the drinks and et cetera. You just sit there, and everything will be in that section for you. You don't have to step around and try to figure out what you're going to buy, what you're going to pay. We're going to make it easier for you. We're going to have it roped off. You show your black card, you get in. You know what I'm saying? And you got, and you have the actual autograph book to come out the black card section and go through the crowd, have them autograph it. You are going to be the celebrity that night. So it's all about you, the black card. Marcia, any closing statements before we go off the air?
Love you, Russell. Just love you to death. Love you.
BeThereMagazine.com. Be there Thursday, April 24th, Policy 1904, 14th Street, on the roof.
Thank you.